This is Cindy Fazio with the Washington Department of Financial Institutions. Today is Monday, March 28th, 2016, and this is the hearing for the proposed amendments to the check casher and seller rules. Welcome and thank you for joining us at this public hearing on the proposed rules under the Check Casher and Sellers Act, Chapter 31.45 of the Revised Code of Washington, and Chapter 208-630 of the Washington Administrative Code. Again, my name is Cindy Fazio. I was designated by the Director of the Division of Consumer Services as the presiding officer for this hearing. We have one attendee at the hearing this afternoon, and she has signed up on the sign-up sheet, and we have talked about the email notification process with DFI to receive all of the rulemaking documents. And the next documents in the rulemaking process are entitled the Review Memorandum Summary, and that's a document that will be posted to our website later today. It's a document that specifically describes this hearing and whether or not anybody attended and provided comments. And the other document is the Concise Explanatory Statement, which will also be posted to our website, and that's a document that will be posted prior to the rules being adopted. This hearing is now called to order, and the purpose of the hearing is to receive public comments on the proposed rules. And we are extending the rulemaking notice period to April 15th. And I misspoke, I should have said comment period. So we will continue to receive and consider comments up until close of business, 5 o'clock p.m. on April 15th, 2016. And then we're anticipating that we would receive any additional comments, consider those, make whatever changes we're going to make, and adopt the rules sometime right around the end of April. The proposed rule was filed with the code reviser as the CR 102 on February 16, 2016, and it was published in the Washington State Register at WSR 16-05-092 on March 2, 2016. We're amending the existing rules to aid the regulated industry by putting them on notice of federal laws they must comply with, by making the rules consistent, and to make technical changes for clarity and additional consistency. We have received written comments on the proposed rules, and those comments and all comments are part of the public record and are available on our rulemaking website and otherwise by request. And again, at this time, we will continue to receive and evaluate all comments through April 15, 2015. We have a number of methods by which you can submit comments. You can submit them to Sarah Recheck by email, by fax, by delivery, or by mail. And all of those methods are available on our website. You can also go to our website homepage and sign up for the Gov Delivery Notification Service, and that will provide you with all notices that come out of the agency. We have one attendee at the hearing, and she has indicated that she does not want to testify. And so what I will do now, it's about 5 after 1, I'm going to go ahead and turn off the recording device, and we'll wait for a while and give folks additional time to come, and then we'll get back on for the rest of the hearing. So I'll be in just turning off the recording right now. Thank you. Fazio again, and today is March 28th, and we are at the hearing on the proposed amendments to the rules under the Check Casher and Sellers Act, and it's about 16 minutes after 1, and nobody else has come to the hearing, and we are not aware of anybody else coming to the hearing or other contact about parties who might be coming to the hearing. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the hearing, and again,
input.
To make sure everybody understands that we are going to continue to receive and consider comments received through April 15th, 2016. That is an extension of the comment date, so please be aware of that. Otherwise, if you have any questions about the rulemaking, you can contact me personally, Cindy Fazio, at 360-902-8800. Otherwise, you can follow the rulemaking on our website. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you and goodbye.